This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations with revealed signs and authentic proofs. Well, thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
What you are about to watch is a continuation of the last week's episode, Happy Viewing.
The God of heaven has established his own kingdom to serve as a place of stronghold, to serve as a place of refuge in time of trouble, to serve as a place of protection, like he did in days of Noah, in order to preserve lives of the elect. So this is the holy city which I, the Most High God, have ordained for the preservation of lives of those that will obey the voice of my messenger, whom I have sent into this generation. The Most High God has sent me to warn and to guide you into all truth and righteousness. This is, we are talking about the established kingdom now upon the earth, which I, Jesus, have commanded believers to be praying for in the Lord's Prayer. This is the kingdom that has not come. God says, this time of my wrath and the hour of vengeance now determined upon the world can be likened unto the time of Moses and King Pharaoh of Egypt, when King of Egypt said, I, God, have said, who is God that I will allow the house of Israel to worship him? When I, God, showed unto him who I, the Lord God, is. If you say who is God, God will show you who he is.
Yes.
I say if you say who is God, God will show to you who he is.
Yes. Yes.
So this is what happened in the days of Moses with King Pharaoh in Egypt. Yes. When I showed him who I, the Lord God, is, and when I smote the nation with 10 diverse plagues and killed their sons in my fury until they succumbed to my will. And when I submerged the formidable army of King Pharaoh under the waters, the Red Sea, and they had never showed up.
Yes.
So also, God says, it is so, it's going to be so in this generation. God says, it's going to show this world who God of hosts is. Most people are saying there's no God. Some atheists are saying, well, where's God? Some now are introducing new humanism, godless humanism. God says, I will show you who I am. The I am that I am.
Yes.
Let all nations and people know that the deadly coronavirus is just the beginning of sorrow, as I have predicted. It's the beginning of sorrow. I will smite this evil generation with other 7 diverse, grievous plagues, coupled with acute famine and other things that shall terrify them. You see, all these are what God has determined to do. And God is not man that will tell a lie.
No.
God is not the son of man that will change his heart. Will he say, will he declare and not fulfill it?
No.
So this is what God has said. An eye has his veritable messenger with all the boldness of heart and all humility I declare the messenger to you all. For the elect to fear God, for he has decided on what to do, and he has revealed it. Who will not see it? Who will not declare what God has said? Therefore, O ye nations and people, fear ye the Lord God of hosts. Fear God the Creator and the possessor of heaven and earth. I say, fear him.
Yes.
There's no religion. There's no traditional prayer or fasting that can restrain the hands of God. None of this technological equipment, say whatever you have, can save any nation.
No.
Except you turn to God.
Yes.
Obey the gospel. Only seven gospel, which had been predicted in the Bible, that the gospel of his kingdom shall be preached on the world as a witness of all nations before the end come.
Yeah.
So God is offering you a second chance.
Yes.
You are calling to a new beginning with the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. Oh God, Christ has said, truly, truly, I say unto you, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's Matthew 24, verse 35. My word shall never pass away, says the Lord. And in verse 34, Christ says, this evil generation will not pass on these things be fulfilled. This is the third millennium.
Yes.
The first and second millennium is over. This is the third millennium. He said, this generation, referring to this third millennium, will not pass until all what Christ has said will be fulfilled. I'm talking about what Christ has said. And God is giving me the authority to declare to all my war, my own generation, that they may be saved. This is not religious practice.
No.
This is not church practice.
No.
This is not mystical knowledge.
No.
It's not, theological set of things or academic issue. It's what Christ Jesus. So if you are a follower of Christ Jesus, you must tremble because he has predicted all these things in advance. Now the time and now has come. Now, the message of the end time is declaring unto you. Will you not fear? Will you not tremble? God is saving life tonight. So remember that God of heaven is not man. Don't allow your religion to harden your heart or your cult or your science, which can never bring peace. What cannot bring peace can never preserve your life. What can never bring peace to the world? It cannot preserve or protect lives. I'm speaking what God has given me to say to my generation. I charge you to rethink and seek first the kingdom of God and obey the voice of him whom God has sent, his messenger of this generation, even Olutomole universe, and the comforter, that God may preserve you from his wrath. I want to showcase briefly, the authentic sign of God, that is the full circle rainbow. God has given me a sign, an authentic sign, to prove to the world that truly God has established, that he has descended the throne of his kingdom upon the earth. So I want you to sit back and watch the rainbow sign just for a minute. which God has made manifest in the clouds of heaven, symbolizing the descended throne of the kingdom. You see, this full circle rainbow you find on, it symbolizes the invisible throne of God in heaven. So God has said, heaven is my throne. And the salvation you need must come from heaven.
Yes.
The protection you need must come from heaven.
Oh, yes.
The deliverance you need must come from heaven.
Oh, yes.
From God's throne.
Oh, yes.
Says every good gift and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, nor any shadow of turning. So this is the throne which emanates from God. You can see in the air, like we are showing you your television. What are, seven concentric colors, seven powers of God. So I want you to come under this throne. This is what God has given to me.
Yes.
When I say I have received the keys, and this is the sign. When Christ was born into our world, a luminous sign was shown in the sky to show that a great Son of God was born. It's a great luminous sign in Jerusalem. So also at this end time, God has revealed this full sacrament which you are seeing. And there's prediction about this full circle rainbow. I want to take you to Revelation chapter 4. Go back and study it yourself. It has been shown to John some 2,000 years ago, but physically God is revealing to me that you may see and believe. By saying you believe, that's Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Go and read and read and read. So it's the fulfillment of that prediction in Revelation chapter 4, verse which you are seeing today. Come today. Come under the throne of God and you'll be preserved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
May you not perish with the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am the another comforter sent to restore things and to proclaim the entire message of the kingdom. I bless everyone that hears the message. I bless those that obey the message.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For it is not the will of the Father that anyone should perish.
Yes.
So come today and you shall be happy that you are back here.
You have been listening to the voice of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe. We believe you have been richly blessed by this message. The command of Jesus is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Therefore, all ye seekers of the established kingdom, holy throne with men on earth.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.